Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Casto, and you're listening to the Created to Soar podcast brought to you by DevoteToday.com. How will you devote today? And Wedgwood Estates of Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. Today, I am privileged to be talking to Helen Sproul. She's from our front office. Hi, Helen. Thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you. It's a joy and a privilege to be here.
Well, just to give you a little background on Helen, Helen is not only someone from our front office. Helen, how long have you been here at Wedgwood Estates?
A little over 11 years.
11. So it's been, yeah. And so I was thinking back, Randy, I have not known you this long, but Randy began going to your church at Mansfield Christian. That's where you guys were. He started in 1999. So that's 25 years ago.
Time flies.
It sure does fly. And then so I was thinking, I must have met you back in around 2003. So it's been quite a while for me as well, 21 years, I guess. So we go back quite a long time because you were my pastor's wife for a while, and we made the transition, and I think it's very amazing that because a lot of times things like this don't work out, made the transition from you being my pastor's wife, and then you moved away, and we'll get to all of that, and then you coming back and now working at Wedgwood Estates, and sometimes that gets really weird.
I've thought of that before, but when you're in God's perfect will and you want to do God's perfect will, He makes it work.
That's right. He does, and He has, and I am so grateful and so thankful for that. So we're just going to dive right in. January 2006, you guys were still our pastors at Reigning in Life. That was your church. And when I think of pastors, I think of, because I don't have that many pastors, throughout my life, and there was Pastor Joe, was my pastor. Of course, my dad.
Of course, your dad.
He was my dad. So he was my pastor like forever, my whole life. And Pastor Yogi from Heartland Alliance, who has since passed away. Oh, loved Pastor Yogi. And of course, my current pastor, Pastor Micah. But you guys were our pastors even into January of 2006. But something changed January 2006 that changed your life. Tell me about the big move that you guys made.
Okay. In 2006, we moved from Lexington, Ohio, back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where my husband and I both graduated from the school there, from the Bible College there. And we got on Rhema as student housing directors. So we moved from pastoring to become student housing directors there. And it was a big switch because I loved Ohio. I always wanted to stay in Ohio. This is where I was supposed to be. But God has given us different assignments along the way, and the Lord reminded me this was one of His assignments. And He said, you've been bought with a price. Now glorify me in your body and in your spirit, which are mine. So it's like I didn't have a choice. I didn't, because that's been my heart to fully obey the Lord. And when Joe and I got married, before we got married, Joe said, are you willing to commit to go anywhere the Lord sends us? And I said, yes. And He sent us a lot of different places, but I was willing, and it's not always easy, but He gives you the grace and the strength to do what He's called you to do. And so when we moved there, it was a big adjustment for me because I realized I was no longer a pastor's wife. And it kind of hit me like, who am I? Because that was my identity for 21 and a half years. I'd been a pastor's wife for 21 and a half years, enjoyed it, did many things, what a pastor's wife does. But now it was like, who am I? What am I? And so through that time, I was seeking the Lord. And, He showed me that I was basing my value and worth in a position, in a title, and all that. And I realized He showed me your value and your worth is in the blood of Jesus, that you're a child of the King. And it doesn't matter what position you hold, what title you hold, or what you do. It matters that you're a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that gave me such peace. It gave me such peace to know, no matter what God may take me down the road for, it doesn't matter. As long, my heart's desire was always to be in God's perfect will. And when I'm in God's perfect will, there is such peace, there is such strength, there is just satisfaction. And it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If that's God's perfect will, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, and you have such a tender heart, and it's so evident within you that you always want to be in God's centered will. And that's just something that I love about you and I admire about you. And tell me a little bit about the road and how it was in Oklahoma while you were there.
It was because
Pastor Joe, he was teaching also, wasn't he?
He was also teaching. It was student housing director was like you were over the students in a certain area. There was like 100 apartments but I was obligated to keep them filled, take care of. It was something different I've never done before. And when you say, Lord, I'll do whatever, and he'll take you up on your word. But I learned a lot there, love the people. I just knew we were to be there. Joe also taught in the Bible college there. And so there was a lot going on. But we were there. Brother Hagen had passed away in 2003, and that was a big, big switch for their ministry because he was the head, he was the founder, he was everything. And so there was a lot of, we knew we were supposed to be there. We prayed a lot for the ministry. We did what we needed to do at that time. And God placed us in a position there that we never thought we'd be doing that, but it was very good, and we enjoyed it.
If you have to peg your purpose in Oklahoma at that time, and because God moved you, and you knew God moved you, and you knew it was God, what would be, if you had to just peg the purpose at that time, what would it be?
Just to be a great support to that ministry. And to those there that was going through that transition from someone that was the head of that had passed away. And then, and because it affects a lot of people.
Well, sure.
It affected pretty much the whole world because it was a worldwide ministry. And so I would say just a great support for that ministry at that time.
Well, and I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that you were a great support. And I want to know what then caused you, because then you eventually came back to Ohio. What year did you guys come back to Ohio?
In 2010.
2010. So what caused you to go ahead and make the move from Oklahoma, then back to Ohio?
Well, we actually gave them a year's notice that we were leaving.
that's great.
Because I knew this was not home. If you it was another assignment.
It was an assignment for the time.
It was an assignment for the time. And so then, I didn't know all the details. For me, Joe's my husband's, he can be 10 years down the line. I'm one day at a time. That's me, one day at a time. So I'd say, okay, Lord, whatever you have next. But we just felt that it was time to go back to Ohio. We did start another church in Huron. We've pioneered. This was three churches that we've pioneered. And we realized at that point, this wasn't the calling for us anymore. We stayed there for 9 months. We just, a family got born again. We ministered there and everything. But then we realized God had, that was just not it anymore.
So. Isn't that something, how God can release you? Because I think it sounds like you felt a release.
We did. That's exactly what that was. And then Joe had started his ministry, Joseph Sproul Ministries, and we then got on the radio, and we've been on the radio for about 11 years on Sunday mornings at different times. We are on four different stations. So just, we're still ministering.
Of course. And I don't think when you're called to ministry, I don't think you ever quit. I know my dad, once he was called, it's like he would try to retire and God called him back. And he retired, God called him back.
Exactly.
And it only came down to physical limitations at the end.
Yes.
Where it was, because even up to he would be doing funerals or a wedding here and there. So it's always like you're in the ministry.
Exactly. Always. Always.
Yeah. And I want to know at what point then, let's think about this, it was 11 years ago, I was talking to Randy, actually, and I thought, you know, Helen would be a good fit for the front office. And we actually had that conversation and talked to you about that. Think me through that again. How did that all come down? Because that's been quite a while ago now, 11 years, you said.
Yes. Actually, Randy had called Joe about teaching on Friday mornings.
That's right.
So that's where it started.
How long did that last?
That lasted over 10 years.
Wow. And you know, I miss that kind of thing. We need that so much here at Wedgewood. And I loved having Pastor Joe come in on Fridays. It's like, what, 10 o'clock?
Friday, something like that.
And I remember one time specifically, and I've told this story so many times, but he was in here preaching, and he was doing an illustration, and he called out, help, help. And he had like four or five companions, nurses come to his aid. And we've always had such a good laugh about that because he's in an assisted living facility. And he's yelling out help. So of course everybody's going to come running, but I so appreciated him coming in. And we have different churches now that come in. And in fact, you guys were doing Sunday mornings for forever till just very recently. Yeah. And we were doing every other Sunday morning. And I feel like I feel like that we've got to get that going back on again, but I'm so appreciative of those times because we're a ministry here.
Amen. Amen.
Which brings me to your ministry and how it's never ended and how you've been ministering here at Wedgewood Estates. You have bloomed where you're planted. We just had a conference about that. And just tell me how that has all played out. Oh, I remember. I want to just say this. I remember when you started, you said, can I still pray with residents? And can I witness? And I'm like, of course, of course. Of course you can. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yes, when Joe was here and I was with him during the Bible studies that we had here, I could see myself working here. But, you know, so anyway, I talked to you and then anyway, it opened up for me to come in 2013. And it was just a fit that I thought, Lord, what are you doing? But it was a thing that, you know, when you're in God's perfect will and you're willing to step out, the Bible says you can go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And that's, I think, when I started here, God was growing me up even more and more. And you don't realize the gifts and things that are in you until he puts you in a position and they just start coming out because you're willing and you're willing to grow and you're willing to, okay, I have to come up higher here. But one of the best things in my life, well, the greatest thing in my whole entire life was when I got born again and to realize I could know that I'm going to heaven when I pass from this life. That was huge for me because I was taught, my dad said, well, we don't know where we're going to go until after we're dead. And I found out that's too late. But anyway, so knowing that I am born again and I know I'm going to heaven brought such peace in my life and such just thankfulness for the Lord Jesus, what he did for us, that I was willing and I was able to share with others. And I would ask them, do you know where you're going to spend eternity? I would get many different answers, And someone said, yeah, such and such graveyard. And I thought, no, that's not what I'm talking about. But it's so awesome to be able to share the good news of asking people where they're going to spend eternity. Some of them didn't know. Some of them, many I've prayed with to receive Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. I remember one guy that said he was an atheist, and 2 weeks before he passed away, he accepted the Lord. With big tears in his eyes, he told someone, he said, I accepted God in my life.
Praise the Lord.
And it's been different opportunities. I haven't, you know, been able to lead everybody to the Lord, but I've been planting seeds and everything. And I feel like God put me here. I'm in perfect peace knowing that I'm in His will, and I'm able to continue to minister, even though I quote, I'm not a pastor's wife. I'm a minister of reconciliation. I'm a minister, God's minister. And it's been awesome. It's been an awesome journey, and,
yeah,
and it's been wonderful.
And it's been wonderful to have that, to have you here to do that, because we want people to end up in heaven. That's what the whole end game is here. And I remember one time, Randy, you know, he prays every now and then with a resident, and there was a particular resident that just was not having it, just nothing, not, and he actually, this one, he said, she was getting ready to pass away, and he had been talking with her and praying about her, and he said, he finally just said, he said, look, when you die, you're getting ready to die, and you are going to go to hell, because there is a hell, and if you don't ask the Lord into your heart, you're going to die and go to hell. And he's never done that. You know, he's never just been so blunt and so bold, but that person did ask the Lord into her heart.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and I just, and I am like, ah, you know, it kind of freaked me out a little bit because it's so blunt. But at the same time, that was it. She was going to pass away. Yeah, she was going, she passed away fairly quickly after that. But it's just, when you think about this person that was an atheist, and how all of us, we all took our time, you know, and we all took our time, and it's like, Lord, this person, it was so hard. But you know what? We have to leave it up to the Lord, because some of us plant.
Yes.
You know, and some of us get to see the harvest, you know. And so I'm just so grateful that Wedgwood Estates can be that place. And I'm grateful that every morning we are allowed and we are able to go in as department heads and go in and pray together.
Lori, it is so awesome to be in a business, quote, business, but ministry that allows that, that wants that, encourages that, because that's my gifting there, and I can use my gift, you know, and it's not, I don't have to do it just outside the business. I can do it inside here at Wedgwood Estates, and to be able to allow the Lord Jesus to reign here at Wedgwood is awesome.
Yeah, and I just, it's awesome, because you don't know where God is going to take you, and so oftentimes it's our plans, our dreams, our thoughts, our hopes. But in Jeremiah 29:11, it's like, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Amen.
I have plans for you that will prosper, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a hope and a future. But you need to call on me, and you need to find out what those plans are.
Amen.
You know, and I just, you know, I think about that, and I, you know, sometimes as I wrestle with, you know, what does God want, and what's next, and all that, because I get restless. You know, I want to be like, I'm ready for the next step. I'm ready for the next thing. I'm, you know, but God's got it.
Amen.
And He had you, and you're a perfect example of someone who you changed positions, but really didn't change positions.
Amen.
Because you're still doing the things that God called you to do.
That's right. That's right. Yes. And it's been wonderful. It's, like I said, to be in God's perfect will, you have that satisfaction that nothing else can give you when you're in God's perfect will. And you may try to do things outside of God's will, thinking, you know, it looks more glamorous, it looks better, whatever. But if it's not God's will, you're not going to have that satisfaction, that perfect knowing that this is pleasing God.
Yes. And did you have any other things you wanted to say? Maybe I feel like we've talked about all this, but I want to make sure that I just circle back around to the epiphany when you realized your identity in Christ.
That was it, to know who I am in Christ. That is the greatest thing. And to know, then you look at everybody else, and it doesn't matter what they're doing, what their position and everything. Each person is so valuable and precious to the Lord, because each person has been bought by the blood of Jesus. And it gave me a different perspective of people, and to know how valuable, and to know that no matter where they're at in life, they've been bought with the blood of Jesus. They're precious to Him, and we should treat them that way. No matter, you know, if the world looks down on them or whatever, it's how Jesus looks. You know, the Bible says that God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And I love that scripture because it helps me, because I may not see that person's heart, but God sees it. And maybe that person out there is doing things, trying to do right, but heart's right, but not living the right way or whatever. But God looks on the heart, and He knows their heart. He knows our heart. He knows everything about us, and He loves us so much. And He wants us to be, to love people like He loves people. We've got His love in us to reach out, to touch lives. And here at Wedgewood, we have His love and compassion to reach out to our residents, to the staff, to anyone that comes in, to family members that come in, and they're going through transitions with their parents coming in here, and to have that love and compassion to reach out and say, I understand, you know, God's with you. He's going to help you through this.
Yes, and you show that every day, and it takes a lot of patience sometimes. And I know we joke around so often, but it takes a lot of patience to show that love and support, and you do it. And you do it well, and you're to be commended and thanked, and you are appreciated. And we are so grateful to have you here at Wedgewood Estates. And I am so grateful that we could make that transition, because like I said, it can get weird. You know, that can be a really weird thing to go from having you be my pastor's wife and then here working at Wedgewood. It can be really, really weird. But like you said, when it's God's will, everything kind of falls into place and takes care of itself.
You know, and two, you know, the Lord said He came not to be served, but to serve. And that's what my heart is. It doesn't matter who's my boss or who's this or who's that. Where does God want me, and where can I serve? And when you, and the word says too, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. When I do my routine things here, I said, okay, Lord, I'm doing this in the name of the Lord Jesus. And because there are routine things, you know, you can't get aboard.
You know, you
with.
Keep in really good shape here. You do a lot of walking. There are four,
I did do a lot
there
of
are
walking.
Four long hauls. Yes. You do a lot of lifting, a lot of walking. So you're like in great shape because you work in the front office. So Helen, I want to ask you one question. If there's somebody listening that doesn't happen to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, tell them what to do.
Okay. If there's somebody listening and you do not know where you're going to spend eternity, and if you've never asked Jesus Christ in your heart, you can do so today. Jesus loves you so much. It's not by good works that you get to heaven. It's by the blood of Jesus. Salvation is a gift. And it doesn't matter what you've been through, how many sins you've committed, how rotten you are, where you are right now. The precious blood of Jesus has cleansed you from all sin. All you have to do, but you must ask Jesus Christ into your heart. You must ask Jesus to forgive you, and He will do it. The Bible says, in no wise will He cast out. If you call on the name of the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. Jesus is calling to you today. He loves you, and He's saying, today is a day of salvation. Do not pass it up. Do not pass it up today. If you do not know where you're going to spend an eternity, there is a real heaven and there is a real hell. And God does not want you to go to hell. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you believe in Him, you'll not perish, but have everlasting life. You will be in heaven with Jesus for all eternity, all pain gone, all sorrow gone, all sickness, all the junk of the enemy is gone when you're in heaven with him. So say this prayer with me. Say, Father, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. And I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. And when I pass from this life, Lord Jesus, because I've asked you into my heart, I will be with you in heaven forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Helen, for taking some time with me today. I appreciate it so much. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the Created to Soar podcast. It's brought to you by DevoteToday.com. How will you devote today? And Wedgwood Estates of Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community.